Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon and I'm AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. You're home for the Washington Commanders, who will be coming to Football Festival August 16th at River City Roll Football Fest 3 primetime. Under the Lights, a full football season preview show with the Commanders stopping by with a special guest who will take photos and sign autographs. Can't wait for Football Fest 3. We're proud to be the home for the VCU Rams men's basketball team, Virginia Tech football, UVA athletics, the Nats, the Caps, the Wiz, your local DC pro teams, and the Flying Squirrels. And personally, I do think all of us who are Nats fans are still trying to fully wrap our heads around the move the Learners made to dismiss both Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez. I told you guys, I thought Martinez deserved to be fired, not Rizzo. The future is now unclear. And to be honest, the moves on Sunday kind of feels like it means the rebuild under Rizzo and Martinez failed, and the ownership group has decided they're going to start over again. Well, they've hired the interim manager and the interim GM, and the new era begins tonight. 7:45, Nats at the Cardinals with Jake Irvin on the mound. We'll talk local sports with Lane Casadante from WTVR CBS 6 here in Richmond. A little Washington Wizards with our buddy Ben Strober. But you know how we like to start the show every day by catching up on anything you might have missed around the sports world with the Sports app.
Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores, highlights.
Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K. This one.
The Sports app.
So it was a day off yesterday for the Washington Nationals as they traveled to St. Louis to take on the Cardinals. The Sports Junkie said Sean Casey on the show discussing what happened. Why? Not just Martinez, but Mike Rizzo, the president of baseball operations, the World Series champion in 2019, was fired as well. Let's take a listen.
Well, you know what? I was shocked. I really was, especially Riz. I wasn't totally shocked about Davey. But I feel like Davey and Riz were kind of a package deal. But I was very shocked that I just feel like Riz is one of the best in the business, and he has such a mind for, they've won a championship under him. The Soto trade that was really starting to come to fruition with James Wood becoming a superstar in this game, going to be one of the best players for the next 10 to 15 years probably. C.J. Abrams, the way he's played, Mackenzie Gore going to the All-Star game. All three of those guys could go to the All-Star game. You know, you're about to get the first pick of the draft, and if you take Cade Anderson, you probably have a big league-ready pitcher out of LSU ready to go. It's like so many things look like when they ask, oh, man, they're so close to getting where they need to be. And then to drop the bomb of getting rid of Rizzo and Davey was – I was really shocked. I was on air on MLB Network the other night when it happened. I was – yeah, I think everybody was like, wow. Like, especially Riz.
Right.
Especially Riz. I thought Davey, I listen, in this industry sometimes, I mean, you don't want to lose the locker room or the players. I just thought Davey's comments a few weeks back on, the coaches, it's not the coaches, it's the players. I know if I was a player, I'd be like, really? That were, I kind of feel a little, you know, weird about that. So you could maybe understand that they haven't won and you're looking at the manager to maybe go, you know, and, you know, I could understand maybe Dave, but Riz was baffling to me.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree. I understand moving on from Martinez. Rizzo built a championship roster, and it kind of looked like he was building the skeleton of a championship roster once again. He just need ownership to spend some damn money. That's the issue before. It's going to continue to be the issue no matter who the manager and the president of baseball operations are. Over to the NFL on the Sports app. 2 weeks from today, the Washington Commanders begin training camp on July 22nd. When will Terry McLaurin get his deal done? I'm going to ask Michael Phillips about that later on the show today. At what point do Commanders fans start to get worried? It's pretty obvious to me that the team cannot go into this season without Terry locked up. So a deal needs to get done. Just when will it happen? Manti Te'o gives his opinion.
Well, Jamie, I'm going to go a little bit back to Terry McLaurin in this whole situation. Okay. He's known as Scary Terry. If the Commanders do not handle what they have to handle with Scary Terry to make sure that he's suiting up for the Commanders, it's going to be scary
for
the Commanders, because he is such a cornerstone to that offense and that team, not only by his play on the football field, but the culture in which he bleeds into that locker room. You see his game-winning plays. This play right here won him the game. That double move against cover zero won him the game against Cincinnati. But if you don't sign Scary Terry back, it's going to look scary for the Commanders.
I mean, I agree with him. Of course I do. I'm under the opinion a deal will absolutely get done. We'll ask one of our guests on the show today. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. But Good Morning Football discusses one of the best duos in the NFC East, and it includes a Washington commanding pair. Let's take a listen.
For me, I'm staying in Washington. I'm going with Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu. If you grew up watching WWF, man, yeah. I was an LOD fan.
Oh, great.
Legion of Doom. These two brothers right here play reckless.
What a rush.
What a rush. Listen, Bobby Wagner, 35 years old, brilliant. He brings a championship pedigree. You talk about Frankie Louvu, sideline to sideline. He can rush off the edge. These two brothers complement each other, and they are flat out resilient and gritty. They are the face of this defense. Now, bottom line, this Commanders defense needs to be better. We talked about they need to be better in the back end. But if you had to set a foundation on what this defense represents and how they play, it starts with these two animals right here. Bobby Wagner's, yeah, he's long in the tooth, but he's a flat out dog and a professor at the position. Mm-hmm. Frankie Louvu, bottom line, he gets after the football, see ball, get ball type guy.
I like
you.
Frank.
Gotta love it. I love these two. They are the tandem I like in the NFC East.
I do feel like they are the face of our defense, and the Commanders need help in the secondary, and I still believe there will be another edge rusher in the building before the start of training camp. It could even be Sports Illustrated rumored the Commanders are interested in Za'Darius Smith, the former Packer turned Detroit Lion. Over to the NBA on the Sports app. Summer League action began last night. Your first chance to see Ace Bailey in a Utah Jazz uniform. I'm so fired up for NBA Summer League and really for the continuation of this flurry of trades we've seen already to happen throughout the rest of this summer. Could it be Giannis on the move? Do the Pacers make a move now that we know Tyrese Halliburton is out for the season? Kevin Pritchard with the latest. Let's take a listen.
I have no doubt that he will be back better than ever. The surgery went well. It was a little higher. It gets a little bit more blood to that. He will not play next year, though. We would not jeopardize that now. So don't get any hopes up that he will play. But again, we'll have some guys, and hopefully they'll have some opportunities to grow. When he gets back, that'll be a cherry on top, I guess.
It is kind of crazy to think you get to the Eastern Conference Finals, you win the Eastern Conference, you get to the NBA Finals, you're a game away from winning it all, your best player goes down, and now you're just going to waste a season. He can't play at all next year. You moved on for Miles Turner. He got a big contract to go to Milwaukee. What are the Pacers going to do? Tankathon for a number one pick next year? Just feels like there's no chance in hell they can get back to the Eastern Conference Finals. Mike Brown is announced as the head coach of the New York Knicks, and David Dennis Jr. believes it's a failure if he doesn't make it to the finals. Let's take a listen.
Mike Brown is now entering the most high-pressure job in all of sports right now, where you are coming to a team in the biggest, wildest market in New York City, and your expectation is to do something that has not been done for this team since the 70s, is win a championship. That is the boom or bust of Mike Brown. You are a failure for this season if you do not at least make the finals and win a championship and do something when it comes to making the finals that has not been done in this century, right? And you have to do this with a Knicks team that has gotten all the things they've asked for. They got rid of the coach who played them too many minutes. They've added some people on the bench, and now you have no Celtics. You have no Pacers to worry about. You have a weakened East. Giannis is probably not in the playoff picture. Your floor right now as Mike Brown is to get this team to the NBA Finals, which is a tall task. The NBA is unpredictable. Injuries happen. Because also, you make it the finals, OKC is still there, right? You can make it out of the East. You still have a juggernaut.
I mean, I've heard enough of this take. That's such an awful take. He's a failure if he doesn't make the finals. I would say he's a failure if he doesn't make the Eastern Conference Finals, given the fact that Boston shouldn't be very good. The Pacers don't have their best player. Giannis could be on the move. You know, Atlanta's not going to contend. Miami's not ready. The Easts are wide open, and I do like that Knicks squad, but to say failure if he doesn't make the finals, no. Failure if you don't get back to the conference finals. We'll see what happens if they get there and Jalen Brunson stays healthy. Over to tennis on the sports app. An update from Wimbledon 2025 Grand Slam in Great Britain. It is Taylor Fritz getting a victory today over Karen Khachanov. The top-ranked American takes down the 17-seed Khachanov out of Russia 6-3, 6-4, 1-6, 7-6, beats him in four sets, and now Fritz is in the semifinals. And he becomes the first American to make two of the last four Grand Slam semifinals since Andy Roddick in 2009, as he tries to become the first American to win a Grand Slam since Andy Roddick in 2003. The Americans have another left in the quarterfinals. It's Ben Shelton who will be taking on Jannik Sinner. And that was the big story at Wimbledon yesterday. Jannik Sinner advances because Gregor Dimitrov goes down with an injury. Dimitrov defeats Jannik Sinner, the number one overall seed, in the first set, wins the second set, 2-2 in the third set. It's like his pectoral muscle popped. He couldn't lift up his right arm. It was so sad. This is a guy that has been injured in the last three Grand Slams, just always gets some bad luck in injuries. And so Sinner advances because Dimitrov retires. And so if I'm Ben Shelton, this is the most confidence I'll ever have facing off against a number one overall seed. Not sure Sinner should even have advanced to the next round if it wasn't for that injury. We move over to women's action at Wimbledon, and we've got to update you on the American women. Amanda Anisimova is in action right now, and she is, in fact, up 6-1, 5-2, about to serve for a spot in the semifinals. The number one overall seed, Aria Sabalenka, was close to losing. Came back from losing the first set 4-6, advances 4-6, 6-2, 6-4, getting to the semifinals. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. We close out the sports app with a soccer update on the fan. The Gold Cup is over. Mexico defeats USA in the championship. The Women's Euro Cup has begun, but today we get the FIFA Club World Cup semifinal action, and tomorrow an awesome semifinal. Tomorrow's 3 p.m. semis is PSG against Real Madrid. Today, the Chelsea Blues against Brazil's Fluminense at 3 p.m., and you can check that game out on TNT, with the final being played on Sunday for the FIFA Club World Cup. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. The most Commanders coverage in town here on 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. I'm fired up to go to training camp this year. Expectations for this team have to be, I feel like, 10 wins. And to get to the postseason, that's everybody's expectations. And I do feel like parts of this fan base would be disappointed if they don't get back to the conference championship game. It was just so awesome to see this team have that playoff success for the first time in 30 years, advanced in the conference championship game. It's like we were starving for success, and now that we got a taste of it, you know this fan base wants more and more and more and wants a Super Bowl within the next 5 or 6 years. And I do think that's possible with Jaden Daniels as the team's starting quarterback. Every day at 1 p.m., phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. We bring you in for the Richmond Commander. Are you worried Terry will miss the start of training camp? He has not inked a new contract or an extension yet with the Washington Commanders. We'll run around local sports in Richmond, Virginia at 1:30 with Lane Casadante, Ben Strober to do a little whiz talk, but it's time for crosstalk right now here on AWOD Radio. And as Michael is off on vacation, our intern Biff is filling in for a little crosstalk. So, intern crosstalk, what you got for me today, Biff?
Well, I have a question for you, AWOD.
Oh, this is going to be good. Okay.
Yeah, I have a question. So, I'm obviously not as experienced in life as you are.
Oh. That's
the respect.
Is this going to be a girlfriend question?
No.
Where are we going with this?
No.
Experienced in life?
I don't know how to call you old.
okay.
I want you to give me your favorite memory. All right? Favorite memory of being a Washington Redskins / Commanders fan.
I mean, I think most of my favorite memories are from this past season. I will tell you, the one that is stuck in my mind, and it's annoying because he was never even that good, and he never bounced back from his knee injury, but I was at the RG3 game against the Vikings,
and man.
I jumped on my dad's back when he streaked down the sidelines in overtime for 70-yard touchdown, and that was the greatest Redskins moment of my life at that time, bar none. I mean, my quarterback ran 75. I was losing my mind. My dad still talks about the shoulder pain for me jumping on his back, so that had to have been like number one right there. I vividly remember the game after Sean Taylor died, and Buffalo ran for like 30 yards on the first play because we sat out a guy. That's not like a positive memory, but it's like stuck in my mind. And then Monday Night Miracle, probably before you were born. I love to tell this story because my dad put me to sleep, and I snuck out, went to the guest room. We were down 13-0. I saw Mark Brunell throw a 60-yard bomb to Santana Moss. I screamed, "Let's go, Redskins!" My dad comes upstairs. "I told you to go to sleep." Puts me back to bed. I sneak out, go back to the guest room, and he throws another bomb to Santana Moss, and we win 14-13. So that was probably like top three right there. And then, to be honest, like the rest of the memories are from this past season.
Yeah. That's what I was curious about, because as a Redskins fan, and I'm young, so that's why I wanted to get your opinion. I have no good memories.
Right.
Before this season, my favorite memory was probably RG3's run. And I barely remember that, you know? And it's kind of sad. But now it's like the Hail Mary.
Yeah.
It's the unfortunate, you know, I thought it was going to be scoring 35 points, you know, against the Dallas Cowboys, right? Yeah,
and then Terry McLaurin's 86-yard run. But Seibert had another idea, missing an extra point. No, I understand what you're saying, and here's what I'll say back to you. My 32 years of being a fan of this team have not been fun, but I think the future is so bright. You know, in preparation for last year's playoff game, I went back and watched every playoff game the Commanders have played in my life. It was less than 10.
Yeah.
And we're talking 30 years worth.
Yeah.
Right? It was less than 10. So I'm going to say right now, I think in the next 10 years, we're probably going to play 20 playoff games.
Yeah.
Right? We played 3 in 1 year.
That was sick.
Yeah. I mean, hey, get used to watching football in January, Biff.
I think I was just thinking about, like, all right, what would probably be mine was probably Taylor Heinicke diving.
Yeah.
And we lost that game.
That's how bad it's been to be a fan of this team. Yeah. I do have a good memory of the Thursday night game, which was canceled and then moved, I think, to Sunday and then canceled. And then I believe we played on, like, Tuesday night against the Steelers when they were 11-0.
Yeah.
And Alex Smith beat them. And it was like, with one leg, he beat the undefeated Steelers. And I'll tell you this. As much as I hate the Cowboys and the Eagles and the Giants, I think outside of the Ravens, the Steelers, like, I like beating them more than anybody.
Really?
Yes. It probably goes Cowboys, Eagles, Giants, Ravens, Steelers.
Wow.
I love beating up on the Steelers.
That's a random team to have beef with as a
I know. Oh, I've got beef with them. Believe me, I watched Brian Leftwich beat my Redskins in our house. All right. Charlie Batch probably beat us 1 year. So I love beating the Steelers.
I don't think if I had to pick a team that out of our division, obviously, because I hate everybody in our division.
Is Baltimore at the top for you?
Oh yeah. Just because across town, but we don't play them as much as I would like to.
Right,
I
mean, but when we beat them in preseason, that was sick. That was lit.
Everyone's like, dude, it's preseason. It doesn't matter. I'm like, no, you don't understand.
They had a win streak. We snapped it.
I remember they were like the Commanders, and I forget all the things, but the Commanders have this thing about beating streaks or ending streaks or something like that. And then at the last, it was like the Ravens streak, and everyone's like, "Dude, that doesn't even matter." I'm like, "It means something to us.
It means something to us.
We don't get a lot of things.
We're not going to beat them in the regular season.
No, and I thought we were though. That's one thing. I had a lot of confidence. And that showed me how good Jaden Daniels was that game at Baltimore.
Because our defense did nothing to help us. I mean, Zay Flowers had like 150 yards, it felt like. And we couldn't stop Derrick Henry. But Jaden kept us in that game. And another thing about that game, which was I loved, it was like Dan Quinn's motto of never giving up.
Yeah.
That game, they had a drive where they were down by 14, or maybe even 16, and they made it like 8 or 7.
Yeah.
And we still lose the game. But it was like, it was the clutch gene. It was almost like you saw Jaden's development in that game. Like, I don't care what the score is. You need a touchdown, I'm going to give it to you.
And that's why I was like, everyone's like upset that we lost and happy that our schedule was easy. I want to schedule those tough games against the Ravens, against the Chiefs, against the Lions.
That was a moral victory in my mind against the Ravens.
Well, you look at what we've been doing for the past 10 years, and we go into Baltimore with a rookie quarterback and a new head coach, and we play a game with them, and it's not a game where you turn the TV off at halftime.
Right.
I take that and run with it.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on that.
But we'll continue down this line. I want to keep going. Now we're gonna get a little personal here with the Commanders here.
Intern crosstalk is turning into my favorite segment. Tell Michael to take the summer off.
I like this. I like this. This is fun. So yeah.
He wants to get personal.
We want to
just me and you talking. Nobody's listening.
No one's listening to us right now. It's just me and you. If you had to remember a moment, right? We're talking about moments here.
Yeah.
A player, all right. A player that you despise. That played for the Commanders. And I can start if you want me to.
I mean, I know I hated Jason Taylor. I thought we overpaid for him.
Jason Taylor, that's who it is. Out of everybody you hate, you
I mean, that bald son of a gun was never good in Washington. He was a Hall of Famer in Miami. It pissed me off so much.
Do you want to hear mine? Because mine's recent.
Okay.
Mine's very recent. It was two, actually. Ah, God, it makes me... They're both cornerbacks.
Okay.
Benjamin St. Juice
can
go back home. And Emmanuel Forbes. When we drafted Emmanuel Forbes, I tell you what, I genuinely flipped. We watched it in the classroom, and I flipped the desk. I genuinely...
You knew it wasn't going to be a good pick.
Yeah.
Well, that's why this training camp, and you know, let's get back to what's coming up in 2 weeks here. Who's got the most pressure on them? Not the most pressure, but Trey Amos, all eyes are on Amos.
That's what I was going to say. What position do you think in this training camp, in this season, has the most pressure?
I think it's wide receiver. I definitely think it's wide receiver because, like, all eyes are on Trey Amos locally, nationally. Yeah. All eyes are on Deebo Samuel. I think nationally there's some interest in Luke McCaffrey because everybody knows the McCaffrey name. And it's like, how good was Jaden Daniels year one? Is he going to have the weapons year two? Yeah. Right. So I would look at, like, wide receiver is going to be under the most pressure as a whole. And then I also think, like, the tight end group. I really do think that there's going to be pressure on Ben Sennett to perform.
I like that.
And I personally do not believe that Zach Ertz will play 17 games. Like, he's getting up there,
man. You don't think so?
No. I don't want to rely on that.
Yeah.
So I think you pencil him in to play 14 games, and then you know that you're going to need three games of Sinnott, Bates, Colson Yankoff. I don't know. Give me somebody, you know? It's going to be tough.
I think what I would say would be our secondary needs, because you lose. I want to see how Will Harris replaces Jeremy Chinn.
Yeah.
Who I think that was a mistake, but you know, it's over now. I can't really do anything. And I think our D line, and I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't think will happen, especially with Jonathan Allen out. Like I think Jonathan Allen out,
it's gotta be Johnny Newton in. And he's gonna have to be much better than he was this year. They're gonna need Daron Payne to get back to the level that he was at. I mean, somebody asked me today, how do you feel about the Commanders roster? Is it a division championship roster? And I said offensively, yes. Defensively, no. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910, The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. You can hear every game right here on 910 AM, 105.1 FM. Just stumbled into a Commanders topic during intern crosstalk. Biff with us for the summer. Stubb runs the ones and twos. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910. Do the Washington Commanders have a division championship roster? 833-804-0910. Tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. Do the Washington Commanders have a division championship roster? I would say if we weren't in the NFC East, just a flat up, the answer is yes. But being the Eagles are in that division, I think offensively, yes. Defensively, no. I think we could go toe-to-toe with the Eagles offensively, and I think they could take us out defensively because they're much better there. But I think we could beat them in a shootout. And if it came down to one final game against the Eagles with everything on the line, I think there's a chance we could win it. But is this a division championship roster? I don't think I can say that defensively, because that's what I'm worried about, is getting let down defensively. Because Jaden could drive us down the field and give us the lead with 2 minutes left. I don't know if we're going to hold on to the lead.
I think we have a division champion quarterback and maybe now a division champion O-line.
Yeah, I like that take.
Basically nothing else.
You wouldn't say division championship wide receiver if Terry's there, if Debo's playing well.
I think it's a remain to be seen with a receiver three. Does Luke McCaffrey step up? I think in some divisions we'd have a chance.
Yeah.
But, I mean, again, at NFC East, we might have the fourth worst receiving core.
Oof. I don't know if I would go that far, but everybody's got a number one. CeeDee Lamb, Malik Nabers, A.J. Brown, and most of them have a number two. So you need Debo to be a 1B to Terry McLaurin, and that way, if you don't have a solid number three, you have at least two number ones, right? But does this team have a division championship roster? 833-804-0910. Offensively, I say yes. Defensively, I'd feel a lot better if Za'Darius Smith walked in that building, if Jadeveon Clowney walked into that building, or they traded for Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because as much as I want to say, yeah, hey, look at last year. Like, we went to the NFC Championship. Like, that means we have a good level roster. But then you look at, like you said, that was the offense. Without the offense, without Jaden Daniels against Detroit, we're not in that game.
No.
We're not in that season, if you really want to get technical with it. So, like, yeah, I think I agree. I think our offense has that chance to be a championship level contender every single year is that defense. And I trust Dan Quinn, though. That's where I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And like we were talking about earlier, Bobby Wagner, Frankie Louvu, I think it's a good start. I really do. And I think if the secondary can improve, then maybe we can see a contender.
I do believe that Dan Quinn, Joe Witt Jr., are the right guys in place for this defense to improve. They've got the schemes that have been successful in this league. You look at what he did in Dallas. It wasn't like they turned it around in one night, but eventually they became one of the top defenses in the league, and especially in creating turnovers. And with an offense that's as prolific as ours, an offense that can score as much as ours, man, if that defense can just get, you know, half another turnover every game,
yeah,
right? If they could just get 8 more turnovers in a season. Well, that's 8 more possessions for Jaden Daniels. Probably 4 of them are past midfield, right? Because most of the time when you get a turnover, it leads to short field. So I think my defense issue is, with the talent on that we have in place right now, can they create more turnovers? Well, I don't trust our secondary to do that, right? I mean, I just don't. Is Trey Amos going to be a rookie with 3 interceptions? I don't think so. Is Mikey Sainer still? Maybe he'll get 2. Is Marshawn Lattimore going to get anything? You know, and that the secondary is just such a big question. I think you have to hope that Will Harris is that guy, because that's where I do believe he's better than Jeremy Chinn. Jeremy Chinn is much better at stopping the run, at delivering the hits, at playing down the line of scrimmage. Will Harris has the speed to maybe track a ball in the air and make a play on it. But, you know, that's the thing about the defensive side of the ball. I don't think they have the talent level to be a top 10 defense. I don't think they have the talent level to be a top 20 defense. But can the schemes create enough turnovers so that the defense's statistics improve from at what point was 29th last year?
Yeah. I think this defense should have one goal, and it's get the ball back to Jaden Daniels as fast as you can.
Yeah.
And that's obviously easier said than done, especially in an NFC East division that's pretty stacked. I mean, besides the Giants, I mean, you look, we probably have the worst defense in the NFC East. I think we have probably the second best offense, and that might be biased, but I think we have the second best offense in the NFC East. So saying, like, if the Commanders can just that defense can give back Jaden Daniels, the best quarterback in that division, the chance of more points than they can score.
Yeah, it's just more opportunities, more possessions is the goal defensively. We talked about this a few weeks ago, and I kind of did a deep dive on it. The Commanders' defense was not creating enough turnovers, but it was more than that. They weren't getting enough third down stops. They weren't getting enough fourth down stops. You know, they weren't getting enough red zone stops. And so that's 4 things that you can improve on and get off the field and get the ball into Jaden Daniels more. Half a turnover more a game. How about instead of giving up 66% on third down, it's 55%. Yeah. On fourth down, instead of giving up 70%, you give up 50%. All those little things, little details, are going to lead to more possessions for Jaden Daniels to make something happen. And your defense is on the sidelines, right? I mean, the best defense is the offense being on the field.
Yeah.
And this was a team that was really good at time of possession last year, and which is kind of surprising because there were games where the offense was scoring quickly, right? And so I think you need to have a balance of some real long sustained drives, but also the quick explosive drives offensively. And defensively, the way you do that is you get off the field. You get the ball back into your quarterback's hands. You let a team, you could bend but don't break. You let a team get down to the 5-yard line, but you don't give up a touchdown. Then all of a sudden, Jaden gets the ball back, and he could put 14 points on the board in that span where only 6 would be had by the defense because you're only giving up field goals. And so I think I don't trust the talent level defensively, and I don't think I will all season long, but I trust the schemes. And hopefully the schemes will lead to more stops, more turnovers, more opportunities for Jaden Daniels. Do the Washington Commanders have a division championship level roster? Offensively, yes. Special teams, I'm going to say yes. Defensively, it's all about you're going to need more from young guys. You're going to need more from Trey Amos. You're going to need more from Johnny Newton. You're going to need more from Mikey Sainer still. You're going to need more from Quan Martin, he might be under the most pressure.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he is a good enough safety for a division champion.
Right now, I think this is a do-or-die season for him. I think he's good. I liked him from what he's done for
and,
us.
And the playoff, he was great.
Yeah.
But can he do that consistently for a 18-week, 17-game schedule? That is the next question. But will Washington have another edge rusher in the building? I believe so. Sports Illustrated with their latest article saying the Commanders should be interested in Za'Darius Smith, former Packer who was released by the Detroit Lions. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. I'm getting worked up for the Wizards Summer League schedule. The roster is stacked with a lot of talent. Looking forward to that beginning on July 11th. Ben Strober from Locked On Wizards will help preview the Summer League for the NBA at 2:30. The Fast Break with AWOD, all things NBA at 2 p.m. I'll give you my thoughts on the latest moves around the association. But right now, I wanted to bring this up. I have been told that Sinners was the movie of the summer, the blockbuster of the summer. And everybody says it's fantastic. But I'm starting to feel like there's a new movie that is the true blockbuster summer movie. And it's a sports movie. And that is Brad Pitt's F1 movie that has now generated $293 million at the global box office, making it Apple's highest grossing movie to date. All the people that I know that have been to it have said it's fantastic. I was telling Stubb yesterday that these girls I know posted was the greatest movie they've ever seen. I know you gave a review for it as well. Is that the true summer blockbuster of this year?
I mean, Sinners came out in March, yeah. I think. And I think it's been out of theaters for a while, so it's kind of hard to give it to Sinners. Sinners is still the best movie this year. Like, by and large, quality-wise, that is a near-perfect movie. I love it. F1 is the movie of the summer.
It is.
Yeah, it's the big blockbuster. It's the most fun one. It's the director of Top Gun Maverick. It feels a lot like Top Gun Maverick, mm-hmm. in that you can really feel the speed of the car. It's not a fantastic movie. Like, it's not going to win Best Picture. But, man, is it really fun to watch.
How good is my guy from Snowfall, Damson Idris, in this movie?
He's good. Yeah, he's solid. I mean, it's the Brad Pitt show, and I love Brad Pitt, but I think everyone's pulling their weight.
I did. It's funny. I feel like everybody's got the same take that it's a great movie, but Brad Pitt's girl needed to be hotter.
No, I liked her. That the accent?
Yeah, that he's getting accent. Up there in the tooth, and maybe they picked an unattractive girl because
no,
he's almost 60.
At all.
Right? He's getting old. But I'm excited to go see that movie. I'm not the biggest like F1 fan, but it's just crazy how it's kind of blown up in popularity. There's now EA has a new F1 game. Would you buy that? Would you play that?
No. If it's not Mario Kart, I don't like racing games.
What about you, Biff?
Yeah, sure. I'm not great at video games, but I'd buy it. It will. Well, how much does it cost? That's the real thing.
I mean, like 60, 70, probably, if I had to guess.
Probably a lot of money. Did you go see the F1 movie?
I have not yet, but I've seen Sinners.
Are you excited to go see the F1 movie?
Now I am.
Yeah.
Well, I saw the trailer when I was with my mom in Sinners, watching Sinners. So I saw the trailer. I was like, oh, that's going to be sick.
Yeah.
And so, and everyone says it's great. And everyone says Jurassic Park is bad or Jurassic World or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, the last three haven't been good. I don't know how they got the right combo with F1. I mean, I don't think this movie would have made as much money if it wasn't Brad Pitt. It's like, he is still relevant, you know?
I think there's nothing great this summer, mm-hmm. and that's helping it. And
see, well, Superman's coming out in like a week, right?
But this is like, see it in theaters. Sinners is a 10 out of 10, but you mm-hmm. can watch it at home. This is like made for IMAX.
I think it's the combination of racing and F1's on the rise, Brad Pitt being involved, and like you said, the director of the last real big blockbuster,
Top Gun Maverick. Is just insanely good. And this is nowhere near Top Gun Maverick in terms of like actual quality, mm-hmm. but it's a thrill. F1's a thrill to watch.
I did hear that the action scenes are like gripping.
No, every moment that Brad Pitt's in a car, it's perfect Hollywood blockbuster. Mm. You can't ask for better.
That sounds like an awesome movie for me. Also wanted to bring up this sports crossover. The new quarterback show has been released on Netflix, Quarterback Season 2, featuring Joe Burrow, Kirk Cousins, and Jared Goff.
Kirk.
That list does not get you excited, huh?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny watching Kirk last year.
Yeah.
It was funny. But like,
well, that's the thing I just realized. They did Kirk 2 years in a row?
Yeah.
It was Kirk last year?
Yeah.
Oh.
Kirk did last year, and I remember being like, wow, this guy's literally...
Well, no, last year they did receivers.
No, I meant the last season of quarterback.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is quarterback season two. No, or maybe you're thinking of
2 years ago.
Of Hard Knocks, but I do remember...
I think
maybe it was quarterback, because I saw Kirk Cousins was wearing a do-rag.
Yes.
You remember that?
Yes.
It was like, what the hell? He's like training his brain.
Yeah, and they did the house in his backyard and his family. I was like, this guy's just a family man.
Yeah.
It was cool. It was cool. Kirk was cool, but I'm like, all right, give me like... Jane Daniels. But Joe, right. I think Joe's going to be cool.
Well, yeah, Joe Burrow. The problem is it was a season in which Joe Burrow's team was awful.
Yeah,
I'm actually excited for the Jared Goff side of things because of how awesome that offense was last year and winning 15 games. That should lead to a lot of excitement, and they got to have a Jaden scene in that one.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Jared Goff getting whooped, throwing, what, 4 interceptions in a division championship game? So, new season of quarterback is out, but some people have watched it, and there is a quote trending in which Kirk feels like he was not the Falcons weren't being honest with him.
Yeah,
I
saw this quote.
And that he would not have signed with them if he knew they were going to draft Michael Penix. And it makes sense, but also I don't feel bad for a man that's going to make $20 million to sit the bench
all
season.
Yeah, you're making insane money.
Yeah.
And you're not doing any work.
Yeah. I mean, I'm interested to hear Kirk's honesty last year while he was benched for the Falcons watching the Vikings win 14 games. Like, that's what I want to hear Kirk talk about.
With Sam Darnold.
Right. Like, with the guy that replaced you. And then you're watching the Falcons replace you as well.
And it's like, is Sam Darnold that much better than Kirk Cousins?
I don't think he is.
Right, me neither. So that's just got
to
feel
It's
bad.
Almost like Kirk should have stayed. I mean, he had Justin Jefferson, but no, you want to throw to Drake London? Good for you.
Yeah, I guess so. And Kyle Pitts.
Yeah. Poof. You were telling me this morning that you got the new EA college football game.
Yes, I am in love. College football is amazing. The game is great. I'm the new player dynasty, whatever. It's great. I'm in high school. I just graduated high school yesterday.
Nice. From Trinity?
They're called the Trinity Orcas. Trinity Orcas. That's what it is. You can name it. And and I went to App State. I'm a 3-star at App State. And
okay.
I threw FAU's hat. That was fun.
That is funny that you can actually click that. Last year, I remember I thought it was so cool that you could post like, hey, I'm getting recruited.
I'm
signing the national letter of intent to play for Texas.
You get
hook 'em.
You get 10 schools to have recruiting, or you want them to look at you. Who are your top three that you would want?
I mean, I feel like you'd have to put Michigan and Ohio State up there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I might go Alabama.
Really?
Yeah, I did enjoy playing with Texas last year. And so I do feel like you got to pick a team that has an amazing home environment.
Yeah.
Because they do get that right. And they added Enter Sandman for this year for the Hokies.
Yeah, I wanted to bring that up.
Have you gotten the game yet?
No, I think I might skip it this year because I'm debating like switching Madden? To Madden. And
I will tell you right now, switching to Madden is never the right answer. it's just not.
But like, how different is it from College Football 25? Like, I still have it.
Madden's going to be way worse. Than College Football 2024 or 2025 or 2026. The only reason to get Madden is because the Commanders are supposed to be good, but then the ratings came out and they didn't even hook us.
Yeah,
they didn't even hook the division the team that gets to the conference championship, divisional champs. When you got past the Lions,
so what's the point of getting that game?
Yeah, I know. No, that's why I'll be buying. I'll be buying EA College and not using the Hokies or the Hoos. Promise that. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. So the Washington Commanders, rookies will arrive in Ashburn in 10 days. The veterans will arrive in 14 days. Will Terry McLaurin be there? 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.